previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM, brand new song from Shakira and Don't Wait Up. 7:42 Breakfast with Wayne, Lee and Charlie T. Got some guests in the studio this morning. Of course, we're talking about water and the importance of saving water. We are in a serious situation in Nelson Mandela Bay when it comes to water, and water is just proving to be a continual crisis in the metro. And to shed some light on just how serious the situation is, we have Senior Director for Water and Sanitation, Barry Martin, in studio. Good morning, Barry. Welcome to Algoa FM Studio.
Good morning, Wayne. Good morning, colleagues, and pleasure to be here.
Morning, Barry. Listen, also, we know, you know, that the water crisis not only affects households, but it also affects business. And to give further insight into that, we also have joining us in studio, along with Barry, Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber CEO Denise Van Hastien in studio. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me here.
All right, Barry, I'm going to shoot to the first question. And it's a question which I'm pretty sure you'll be able to answer very easily. How serious is the water situation right now?
You know, I think the easiest is wait. You know what happened over the last week? That is how bad it is, and that is how quick things can go wrong. There's not enough water to keep everybody with water at all times. And with our dam levels being at 10.55% yesterday morning, assuming it would have dropped a bit this morning because of consumption, it just indicates that we're in a very dire situation. We've never hit these low dam levels ever. And, I mean, we've had droughts for every 4 to 5 years over the last 20 years and the like. I mean, to see Koga below 4%, it's not, we haven't heard about things like that before. I mean, we dropped Churchill Dam to 7% the last time, but that was a deliberate move on our side from our operational point of view. But the average dam level of 10.5%, we haven't seen these low levels ever. And it just shows, you know, what precarious situation we are in. And unfortunately, water is a pressurized system. Either you have it or you don't. So it's not things like load shedding, switch it off today and we'll switch it on tomorrow. Nothing like that. You'll have it today, and when there's nothing left, there's nothing for tomorrow. So there's not even a transition period. It's either on or off. And that on or off is happening next week, virtually next week, at these current consumption rates in Kwanabushle. And we predict towards the end of next week, Kwanabushle will actually run dry.
So Barry, what you're saying is most likely Kwanabushle is the first area to be impacted.
That's correct, yes. They are the first major takeoff point where the pipelines coming in from the Koga Luri system. And, I mean, there's about 200,000 people staying there. There's about 4 or 5 reservoirs in the area. And we feed it directly of that system. Although we've put mitigation measures in place, it's not ideal. But the bottom line is we will start feeling the bite next week from a real point of view.
So what happens in terms of the areas which currently receive water via the Noordterdacht? Are they unimpacted? Are they impacted? How does this work in layman terms?
That's a false sense of security, if I can put it that way. Mm. I mean, they will have water because they're getting water from that source. But we, a society of 1.3 million people, and if you waste water on the one side, the other half won't have water. And what we are currently doing is we are consuming about 160, 170 megalitres of water from Noordterdacht, bringing into the metro. The water that is not consumed on that side, meaning Motherwell, right into Uitenhage, half of New Brighton area, Zwiedi area, and the northern areas are fed from that area. Then the remaining of about 85 megalitres per day is pumped to the west to feed water from there. But if you save water on those areas that I've just mentioned, that means more water we can transfer to the other side. And with that with that knowledge and that idea in place, we can distribute more of that water to the western areas that were affected this last weekend with the pipe repair that we did. And that is the source that will run dry towards the end of the year as well. So those people that were impacted, our apologies for the impact, but the reality is that is the impact that the water outage is that we were predicting at this current dam levels now.
All right, Denise, if I may just bring you in here. So Barry's confirmed the water situation is as serious as a heart attack, and we're feeling it, you know, in our homes, in the various suburbs and so on a daily basis. But in this perfect storm of various crisis issues impacting business, how exactly is the water crisis impacting upon the operations of business?
Lee, it's actually very serious. A lot of businesses are having to readjust their operations, and under great expense, implement measures such as putting boreholes, sinking boreholes, recycling measures and so on. But I think that we also need to be cautious around boreholes, because that also affects the water table. So for me, water conservation needs to become a permanent part of how business operates, because we are in a drought area. And this target of 20% reduction by businesses is actually very important in terms of reducing water consumption. Because as a business community, we consume over 35% of the water's total, or the city's total water supply. Mm. And maybe just something to add, you spoke about this perfect storm.
Yeah.
I've only been in this job for a couple of weeks. And, you know, we started with the COVID-19 pandemic. We've had electricity, we've had silver unrest, we've had the Transnet cyber attack.
Hectic.
You know, and then you think, you know, where is this all going to end? And the water crisis on top of that. And for me, I think we're at rock bottom now. Mm. And the only way we can go is up. And it's going to take all of us working together to come up with solutions rather than just focusing on the problems. We need to now start solving them together.
Yeah. A baptism of fire of sorts, Denise.
Absolutely.
Denise, that said, what can business do to help the situation that we currently find ourselves in?
I think they have to get creative. They need to install rain tanks. They need to look at how they consume water. Can they readjust their operations? We also had a session yesterday with some businesses in an industrial area in the city, and the water pressure has been reduced in order to also help save water. And yep. For some businesses that consume more water, that's a challenge. For others, they can actually operate at lower water pressure. So we also need to be flexible as a business community to agree where the water needs to be redistributed, so that those that can continue, that need the water, can continue to operate and protect much needed jobs.
I think I mentioned this to you the last time you were in studio about water. I mean, when Cape Town had their drought and they had their Day Zero campaign, which was to encourage people to save water, wherever you went, whether it was a restaurant, yep. whether it was a hotel, the onus was on them to put their own message, a campaign together to enforce people to use water sparingly. I'm not seeing that happen here.
Yeah,
in Nelson Mandela Bay.
Wayne, you're absolutely right. I find that very disappointing. Everywhere we go, we should be seeing the awareness, and everybody should be thinking about how they use water every part of the day. So I would actually like to urge all businesses to get on board and to do their part in promoting water conservation.
And Barry, just back to you. I mean, we talk about the average person. They just want water. They just want to open up their taps. They want water. They want to shower. What can the average person in the street do and actions which they can take?
I think let me also start from the old idea of pressure reduction, because that's also been a very topical from our domestic customers' point of view. We've dropped pressures in the system as well. And just in some of the areas, when we dropped the pressure, we did an analysis that within 24 hours, in one day, we saved something like 50 cubic meters of water. In the industrial park that we spoke about yesterday, we saved something like 650 cubic meters of water for that particular day.
That's incredible.
So just bear with us in this abnormal situation. But for the household, is doing the small little things consistently all the time. The cold water comes out of the hot water tap, fill it in your kettle when you boil your kettle later on before you wash the dishes. Very simple stuff. Mm. Washing machine water, put it in the swimming pool. Do anything, wash your car with it, do anything. And my favorite is there's a bit of rain outside, so wash your car in the rain. then the other thing also that we have is go for the three R's. Reduce, reuse and recycle water. Reduce your consumption at all costs. Keep it to the bare minimum. Shower in a basin. I mean, I've been showering in a basin for the last 10 years already. Sorry, ladies. They always use too much hot water and things like that. I've now come across that quite often. We speak to various people. You can go showering, washing that water after the ladies has done their business. It's fine. Wash, flush the toilet with it after. Do things, small things consistently. And when you speak to the general public out there, some of them have adopted this quite well. And when you put that washing machine water in the swimming pool, guys, you just have to add a bit more chlorine to it, and it is fine. You know, so it is those things. And if you are able to put the rainwater tank in and do that bit from that point, read your water meter consistently. Be aware of what is going on there. Check for leaks. If a tap is dripping, replace the washer. If there's a green patch in your garden that you haven't watered, there's a water leak under it. That's also how we sometimes detect water leaks on the sidewalk. If it's abnormally green in a particular pot, there is a telltale sign. And also, if the water is dripping in your toilet, it sometimes drips directly into your toilet bowl. So when you lift up the seat to do your business, just check. If it's dripping in there, you've got a leak in your toilet. And the last thing that we've also picked up, and we picked this up from the city of Cape Town, people have been very against the idea of putting washers in your disc restrictors to reduce the volume of water or the pressure at which it comes in. City of Cape Town has said, guys, encourage the customer themselves to partially close the stopcock, which is basically doing the same thing, obviously not as much, but you reduce the rate at the water which it comes in. You drop the pressure. So if there's a leak or wastage anyway, the rate at which that wastage takes place is so much reduced. So it's very small and nitty stuff that needs to be done. And guys, what I can also say, there are a lot of plumbing companies in the metro. They are credible ones there as well. If you want references and stuff like that, you can contact the municipality, and there's the Institute of Plumbers also that you can check. From a business perspective, they might need a bigger support. There are consulting companies that specializes in this kind of work. So the need is really that if you're in a building like this where you guys are housed, it might be more tricky. You might have to get an engineering company supported by a plumbing company to sort your business out for you. But the expertise is here within the metropolitan boundaries to actually face the water crisis, to deal with it. But most of all, it has to do with the customer, how they are orientated to embrace the water shortage. And remember, if we save the drop today, it lasts for us longer. If we use too much today, that means day zero is tomorrow. But if you save many drops today, that day zero goes out a few months or so. And that is what we need to carry us into the normal rainfall cycle that we hope to start coming to us towards the end of the year again.
Yes. Some really good points there. Thank you for that. And we can carry on to this conversation. But I do think it's important that going forward over the next couple of days and weeks, we carry on with this message and conversation so that people understand the dire situation that we're in right now. But we have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber CEO Denise van Haesten, for joining us this morning. And it's good to have you in the studio, Barry Martin, as well. Good luck. We've got a big challenge ahead of us, but we'll get there together. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.